You're listening to Boat Radio. I'm Carolyn Sherlock. Welcome to the Boat Galley. Is it a refrigerator problem or bad batteries? You reach in the refrigerator for a cold drink and think that the cans don't feel as cold as usual. You write it off to just not remembering when you put them in, or the fact that it's a really hot day, or that you put a lot of warm stuff in the refrigerator. Whatever. Then, a little later, when you go to get something else out, you can't deny the fact. It's not as cold in there as it should be. Maybe the frost on the chill plate is melting. Maybe things in the freezer are thawing. Uh-oh. And your first thought is that it's a problem with the refrigerator. Well, duh. The refrigerator isn't keeping cold, so obviously it's a problem with the refrigerator. So you start by pulling out the owner's manual, any repair books you may have, or maybe you proceed straight to the big guns and call a refrigerator technician. All of the above happened to us. The refrigerator had been working just fine, and the weather hadn't suddenly turned hot, nor was there any obvious explanation for the problem. So we assumed that the refrigerator needed to be recharged. We read up on the procedure, borrowed gauges, and proceeded to do it. No improvement. We then decided that the problem was beyond us and called in the refrigerator repairman. He figured that we had added too much refrigerant, so evacuated it all and then recharged it, leaving us with instructions on how to let out a tiny bit more gas if it still wasn't cooling right. And he told us to allow 24 to 48 hours for everything to settle out. 2 days later, it was obvious that the refrigeration was worse, not better. And now the refrigerator was running literally all the time and eating up every bit of power we had. Normally, our solar panels could keep up with our power needs, but now they weren't. We were having to run the engine for a couple hours a day. Eh! And so we just turned the refrigerator off, except when we were actually testing something on it. Drinks went in a cooler. Luckily, we were anchored in a town and could get ice. And we otherwise did without refrigeration. That's when we had the big revelation. Even without the refrigerator on, our batteries were drained overnight. While the solar panels were putting power into the batteries weren't holding the charge, and thus the voltage was down most of the day. Midday, the voltage was up when the sun was at its peak, but that was all. So how did that affect the refrigerator? With low voltage, the compressor didn't operate efficiently, and thus the box didn't cool as well. The thermostat kept saying that the box wasn't cold and told the compressor to run longer. The compressor running longer took more battery power, dropping the voltage still further. And the circle continued ever downward. 3 days later, we had new batteries. I'll spare the details of getting them. And a few hours later, we had a cold beer from the refrigerator. The moral of the story: if your refrigerator isn't as cold as it was, and is running more and more with no apparent cause, such as suddenly hotter weather, it might not be a problem with the refrigerator, but with the batteries. After the fact, we discovered that the troubleshooting panel on the refrigerator compressor did have a light for low voltage, but we had missed seeing it because of the way that the unit was mounted. We later helped some other cruisers figure out similar problems by knowing to look for it. One note, though: to check for low voltage, all charging sources, such as solar, wind, alternator, generator, have to be off, typically for half an hour or longer. Good luck with your refrigeration, and until next time then.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.